bonds, when the bonds are tendered by the bondholders and are unable to be remarketed to new investors. So this is critical to us so that we don't have to at some point come up with hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase bonds that are tendered. The current liquidity facilities are provided by Citibank, PNC, Bank of Tokyo, BMO Harris, Northern Trust, and Wells Fargo. Six of these facilities that I mentioned expire in the first quarter, the other in March of 2015. So we have received proposals, and the recommendation of the financial advisor is that we ask the board to approve staff, the chair, the executive director, general counsel, to negotiate with members of this group to put together a series of liquidity facilities that will support that total of $891 million of liquidity needs. And the banks that are recommended for consideration to provide that liquidity are Bank of America, Bank of Montreal, the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi, Citibank, JP Chase, Helaba, Mizuho Bank, the Northern Trust, Royal Bank of Canada, U.S. Bank, and U.S. Bank. This group is recommended based on the responses to the competitive RFP process. The facilities proposed by this group will allow TOE to maintain its current level of diversification and will significantly reduce our pricing or costs. Currently, the prices average, the fees average about 74 basis points. The proposals we received, we would cap in this resolution the fee that we get at 45 basis points. There will be, this resolution would ask for authorization to provide, to fund expenses associated with legal fees and rating agency fees and other transactional expenses, including $300,000 to cover the liquidity provider's costs in entering into these agreements, and $250,000 for other transactional expenses. With that, we would seek your approval to move forward with these banks. It's our expectation that we would probably use seven of these. There are several on here, JP Chase is one, Held is another, that we already have agreements with, and to the extent that we can meet all of our needs without them, we would intend to do so.
Okay. That's good, because we asked that question about Held, because then we just approved that last meeting, the meeting before. The last year was 75 basis points. They were down to 45 basis points, so the fee should not exceed about $4.1 million. Is that what you're estimating?
Went from about $6 million, I believe, to about $4 million.
Why would that happen?
The market for these facilities, as the banks have strengthened, has been reduced, the general market. So although our financial advisor has indicated to us they were very pleased with the proposals that we received and a bit surprised at the quotes.
Mm-hmm. Is this a one-year extension?
No, this resolution would authorize extensions up to 5 years. Our expectation is that most of them will be 3 years or 2 years in duration.
Any other questions on this item? If not, could we move along then and discuss number four?
Fourth item is extension of authorization to issue up to $570.7 million of refunding revenue bonds to actually refund a portion of the synthetic fixed rate portfolio. So we're putting the facilities in place, but spoken in the past about how we're continuing to monitor the market to see if there's an opportunity to actually refund into traditional bonds at a relatively low cost. We haven't been able to do that because the market hasn't been right to do that since about 2011. Initially, this was an $850 million authorization that was approved back in 2010, I believe. We actually did about $280 million under funding. We did restructure some of our synthetic fixed rate debt. There's $570 remaining. We would like to renew the authorization to do that should the market be favorable. One change I should mention in this resolution is at the time that we passed the initial authorization for refunding back in 2010, the board approved moving $30 million to the trustee to help accommodate any termination fees or costs that might be a part of, might be necessary as part of a termination of a hedge agreement, swap agreement. When we did the $280 million, we used about $10 million of that authorization, about $10.5 million. There's $19.4 million of those funds that still remain with the trustee. Rather than continue to leave those monies with the trustee, we're asking for your authority, or for your approval to to allow us to have the discretion to move those funds back to the OA capital accounts or to use them on another funding if we do a refunding of fixed rate bonds. So we just want the flexibility to be able to put that $19 million to use currently it's sitting with the trustee and earning really a very low rate of return.
Does the authorization have any time?
It does have a two-year, this would be a two-year extension through the end of 2015.
And what type of increase are you expecting in terms of an interest rate by moving it, by having that flexibility? What would your expectation be?
Interestingly, on this particular authorization, it's really not as sensitive to general changes or increases in interest rates. It's really, what we're monitoring is the difference between the swap market and the bond market. So if they can both go up, but if they get closer together, then we could still execute this transaction.
How did the bond market react this week to the Fed's announcement about quantitative easing?
Didn't look see this morning, but last night it seemed like there was a few upticks, two or three basis points.
Drop another six this
was
morning.
Okay.
What range are you looking at before you decide to pull the trigger and make that swap?
For the longer ones, we have a 98 one that's really retired in 2.5 years. So I think there's little risks kind of associated with that because we're getting close to the end. So I think we really need even more aggressive kind of parameters than the 2007 and 8. We're looking at 50 basis points cost above the current cost. So that's a harder target to achieve now because as these fees go down, the total cost of that synthetic fixed rate product goes down as well. But both of our financial advisors feel like that's a good target to help for both long.
That's what PFM said, but they concur. Thank you.
Any other questions? Discussion on that? If not, we've already dealt with one and two under finance, so if we could, unless there's an objection, take three and four together at this point.
So moved.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Very good. 3 and 4 have been approved. Moving on to procurement, we have a total of 7 items here, and we would ask Mr. Donato to go through those, and then we'll consider them at the conclusion of those descriptions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, directors.
Good morning.
The Chairman stated we do have 7 items for consideration this morning, the first of which is an item that we're going to award of an order against a CMS master contract to purchase Navistar OEM truck parts. This request will allow us to utilize this contract on a needed basis to maintain our fleet of Navistar trucks. The board is recommended to Lakeside International LLC in a total amount not to exceed $2,550,000. Second item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase pre-employment screening and testing services. This contract enables the tollway to perform these services as a condition of employment during the hiring process. Some of the services required are drug and alcohol tests, physical exams, agility or weightlifting assessments, x-rays, some of all of which may be required depending on the position. The award is recommended to Midwest Rehabilitation Services, LTD, in a total amount not to exceed $163,050. Third item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase Stewart Amos Street Sweeper repair and replacement parts. Plan to utilize this contract on an as-needed basis to maintain our fleet of Stewart Amos Street Sweepers. Award is recommended to WAG Limited, also known as White House Equipment Sales, in a total amount not to exceed $133,000. Fourth item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase hydraulic cylinder repair parts and services. So the typical function of these hydraulic cylinders is to maneuver our snowplow blades to the appropriate position, and they also are used to regulate fluid flow throughout the hydraulics of the system. Award is recommended to Reduit Corp in a total amount not to exceed $65,700. Fifth item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase production equipment consisting of a color copier and a kiosk imaging system. So as a background, the tollway has three devices that comprise our production equipment. Last month, the board approved the monochrome production equipment. Well, today we're recommending board approval of the remaining two pieces, which is the color production equipment and our kiosk imaging system. Both copiers, the monochrome and the color, are heavily used by Shauna's team in business systems to print letters to our iPass customers. And the kiosk imaging system is used to scan in all agreements, contracts, payment vouchers, and we also scan in all our material that we send out as a result of a FOIA request. This request is to purchase the equipment and includes maintenance and support for a five-year period. Award is recommended to Xerox Corporation, a total amount not to exceed $919,920.60.
Hey, John, if we could stop there. Sure. I want to allow the board to, if they have any questions or discussion on the items thus far. Because you have so many things that you forget what you wanted to ask.
Item number five on the Xerox Corporation. They were the only vendor that bid on this, it looks like. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So I had some concerns about that. And then secondly, did we look into leasing options versus purchasing?
Actually, we did. And the lease option, let me answer that question first. The lease option for the total five-year period was like a little bit over $1.1 million, so it's more cost-effective for us to actually purchase the equipment. And as far as your second question, as far as why didn't we receive any other bids, so we talked to a few of the other players in the industry, Osei, Konica, Minolta, and the imaging system that we utilize, really specialized equipment for all the documents that we scan in, and none of the major players actually have an imaging system. And Xerox, the imaging system that they proposed is not their own. So they've actually went out, did light work, and they're subcontracting that part of the procurement. And you know, all the other vendors had that opportunity as well. So that's probably the reason why we didn't see one there.
I think you said service and parts was included in that purchase price for the 5 years of the contract.
Yes. Maintenance and support for the 5 year term.
Any other questions on that end or the other report?
Okay. Sixth item is an award of a tollway request for proposal to purchase e-recruiting, web-based application, maintenance, and support services. So this contract provides a web-based tool for listing job postings and the processing of job applications. The proposed software will allow applicants to create user profiles and add any preference or skill set they have. That way, they'll receive a notification when a posting matches any of the criteria they selected. The system will also assist us with scoring of applicants to ensure they meet all the mandatory requirements of the postings. This contract is for a five-year term and includes maintenance and support. Award is recommended to governmentjobs.com Incorporated, doing business as NeoGov Incorporated, in a total amount not to exceed $110,500.
Any questions or discussion on this item? If not, we move on to number seven.
Yes. So the seventh and final item is an increase to our fiber optic maintenance and management services contract with G4S. So we're currently in the process of finalizing a new RFP that will replace this contract, and it's critical that we receive additional funding while we go through the procurement process. We anticipate to publish the RFP within the next week or so. This vendor provides routine preventive maintenance, emergency repairs, professional services, and marketing efforts to third-party participants, which generate revenue to the tollway. This increase is also subject to the approval of a sole source hearing, which is expected to take place a week from today. The award is recommended to G4S Technology, LLC, in a total amount not to exceed $1 million.
Do they commit to 30% on the diversity program?
That contract,
yes.
That was initiated back in 2009. That goal was assigned by CMS, I believe. They had a hard time meeting that 30% goal. It's a task order type contract, so they don't necessarily control what type of work they're being requested to do. And in their original proposal, they had two BEP subcontractors who were going to do this work for them, and the work wasn't in their areas. So per our request, they did add three more BEP subcontractors to their team to help boost their participation, and they're at 18.54% right now, and that is helping them, you know, gain greater DB participation in the work.
Thanks.
Any other questions? If not, then unless someone would like to consider any of these items 1 through 7 separately, we could take them collectively. So, is there any desire to? If not, then we will consider items 1 through 7 together. And I would seek a motion to approve those items.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Items 1 through 7 under procurement are approved. Moving on to engineering, I think we have a total of 19 items. We will take those items 1 through 17 and take questions and discussion on each item as we go, and when we approach the when we get those all dealt with, then we group those together for a convenience sake of the voting. Okay. If you could deal with number one, Mr. Colbert.
All right, these first. At least the first time we're all construction contract awards. We opened bids on this month. Item one is a construction contract award for pavement reconstruction. It's on 147th Street between Mozart Avenue and Mozart Avenue and Sacramento Street. It's basically the portion of 147th Street that's underneath the tri-state. This is all part of our big 294-57 interchange improvement. The low bidder was K5. At $2,663,432.71. They've committed to meeting our DB goal, and I will note they have three new subs to the tollway that are on their team. Humor Construction, that's a DB firm doing sewer work, H&H Electric, and Power One Supply is another DB firm. Item number two.
Well, let's stay up here to see if there's any questions on or discussion on this item. Get a well expressed here. Okay. Number two.
Item two is a construction contract award, and this is to do restoration of the local roadways that have been impacted by our big 294-57 interchange project. We received one bid on this contract, and it's Matthew Paving is the low bidder at $869,316.35. This contract is a small business set aside. It's one of those contracts that we are restricting it to just small businesses. It represents our third small business contract for 2013. Matthew Paving is a new prime contractor for the tollway. They are also located in the Chicago Southland area. Engineering is recommending moving forward with this. It is slightly above our estimate for this particular project, but overall the 294-57 corridor is well within its budget right now. This is a small business contract. We really want to get this, you know, these local roadways taken care of so that when we complete this phase one work in 2014, everything is done.
Is this a minority vendor? Is this a?
It's a non-minority.
They're using K5 as a subcontractor?
Yeah, we noticed that also. K5 is doing 147th Street right now.
Okay.
Down for IDOT. And they gave us some paperwork with their bid. They're anticipating using them for like 23% of this contract.
Okay, that's what I was going to get. Thanks.
Paul, and these other small business contracts that we've let the other two, have we had similar situations like this where we've only had single responses?
We have. That is one of our struggles right now. It's a new program for us. We are getting more targeted in our outreach. We did have a strategy going into this. And I don't know if you want to So we've been working very closely with Gustavo's team, and the strategy was, you know, we developed the contact list. We sent out email blasts. We also did networking events. We also did follow-up phone calls with specific vendors, you know, to at least alert them that these jobs were out on the street. And then we have a web-based plan room where people can go there and purchase plans. And we monitor those lists, too, and follow up with those people and remind them, you know, this is, you know, a small business contract. We appreciate your, you know, submitting a bid. And so we sent out like 3,500 emails. And 846 were received, but we still aren't getting the level of interest that we want. We'd love to see more than one bidder on this. We are going to fine-tune our efforts and try to look for other ways where we can encourage people. I will note, we're getting new people. Pardon me.
We've only had a couple of small.
Yeah, there's only been three. So we're just starting out. It's in its infancy. I'm excited, though, that there's been three different ones. And also the plan holders are new people now, too, that we're seeing.
And even though there was only one bidder here, we did have 21 plan holders.
Yes. So there's interest there, and hopefully they decide to take the risk and put a bid in.
Any other questions on that item? We've already dealt with items 3 and 4, so we move on to number 5.
Item number 5 is a construction contract award for reconstruction of the Johnson Road and the Chateau Road bridges over the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. That's in the western portion of our I-90 corridor. We got three bids on this contract. Lord Construction Company is the low bidder at $5,556,527.70. And they have committed to meeting our DBE goal on this contract. And we got good pricing.
Questions? Number 6.
Item 6 is a construction contract award. This is for also rebuilding Crossroad Bridges, County Line Road, and Harmony Riley Road bridges on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We received 4 bids on this contract. Hurley Mid-Continent is the low bidder at $6,069,026.63. This has the same note as I discussed on the previous road we did with respect to DB. They have committed to meeting this overall goal if all the work in the allowance items is actually performed.
Any questions on that item? If not, we dealt with number 7 earlier, so we move on to number 8.
Item 8 is a construction contract award for reconstruction of Higgins Road over the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. So this is a bridge in the eastern portion of our I-90 corridor. We're starting work there now. We received 7 bids on this contract. Dunnet Bay is the low bidder at $36,413,114.11. They're committing to meet our DBE goal, and they're also using a new DBE subcontractor, Paul Herrera Construction.
What was he awarded on?
$36,413,114.11.
Any questions on that? Item number nine.
Item nine is a construction contract award. This is for retaining walls and noise walls that need to be constructed in the eastern portion of the Jane Adams Memorial Trailway. We received four bids on this contract. FH Passion S.M. Nielsen is the low bidder at $22,377,383.92, and they are going to commit to meet our DD goal on this contract.
Questions on item number nine? All right, item number 10.
Item 10 is a construction contract award. This is for emergency bridge repairs that we did on the Balmoral Bridge over the Tri-State Tollway. The dollar amount is $383,197.15. This is that emergency bridge repair that was due to a semi-dump truck with its bed raised hitting our structure back in June. I know we came to the board and we did discuss that. We also got an emergency affidavit to move forward with this work. At the time when the bridge got hit, we thought $750,000 was going to be the amount. It's actually $383,197.15. We tracked all their time and material records, so it came in a lot lower. And we need your formal action on this item in order to make payment to this contractor.
Any questions on that?
All right, the next four contracts are professional services, and these all came off of PSB 13-1, which was advertised earlier this year. Item 11 is a professional service contract for construction management. It's associated with retaining wall and noise wall construction and crossroad bridge rehab on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway between Illinois Route 25 and Higgins Road. Award is recommended to URS Corporation in the amount of $1,199,351.02. URS has entered into a mentor-protege agreement with 2IM Group. I note that Director Peterson has asked this before in FAO. They were selected last in August of 2012. And I will note that at that time, we selected them for design services, and this is a construction management contract. So some of these firms who do both design and construction management, which is our two primary professional engineering service areas, they have staff in both, so we don't foresee any capacity issues with them.
Any questions on that? Not number 12.
Item 12 is a professional service contract for construction management associated with bridge and ramp reconstruction on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway at Illinois Route 25. Award is recommended to EXP US Services in the amount of $4,999,060.81. They're committing to meet RDB requirement. Once again, they had been selected previously back in August of 2012, and it was for a design contract, and today this contract is a construction management recommendation.
Questions?
DLZ, item 13 is a professional service contract for construction management associated with reconstruction of the Roselle Road Bridge on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. Award is recommended to DLZ Illinois in the amount of $2,900,000. They also have committed to meeting our DD requirement. They were selected previously. It was actually two bulletins ago, though.
Any questions on it? Item 14.
Item 14 is a professional service contract for construction management associated with Legion Road bridge work that we're going to do on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. Award is recommended to Parsons Brinkerhoff in the amount of $2,972,774.21. Their last selection was on a planning services contract, which was really specialized work. I believe there were only five statements of interest submitted on that, but that also was two bulletins ago back in August of 2012. And it was a very relatively smaller size contract. It was $1 million.
Any
Any questions on it? If not, number 15.
Number 15. So the next two items are construction contract change orders, extra work orders associated with work that we needed to perform on contracts 4133 and 4126. So due to the magnitude of these changes and the time critical nature of this work, these two change orders are the ones that I sent the notice out to the board members, and I appreciate we got a lot of responses back from the board members. That was all in accordance with our C5 process. We knew it was going to be above 200,000, and we knew that we needed to do the work right away. So our policy requires us to get at least approval from two directors before we move forward. And I will note that Director Gonzalez and Director Reddick were the first ones to give me that. So I really appreciate that quick response. The additional work itself was related to removing unsuitable material. It's basically excess topsoil that's in the median of I-90. And the basic explanation is we didn't include that quantity in the plan documents.
Is that the designer? That was the designer's?
Well, the designer does have responsibility for preparing the plan documents. And we are investigating that. And I've gotten a lot of questions about our error and emissions process and policy, which we do have one. And I will tell you, every single change to a construction contract does get evaluated to determine whether there was a potential for an error and emission. But I'd like to come back in our January FAO committee and present what we have right now, and also report back to you on, we're doing some benchmarking against best practices throughout the industry to see if, you know, we want to change anything in our current process. So I'd like to discuss that further with the committee in January.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thanks.
So item number 16 is one of these specific change orders. It will authorize payment in the amount of $2,019,957.49, and it is to remove unsuitable soil in the median. The work was not included in the plans. Curran is the contractor who's performing this work. They have agreed to apply the DBE goal to this work and satisfy their overall commitment on the contract. I'm recommending that we move forward with it. There were portions of this work where we wanted to track actual time and material records, and we believe it's going to come in under this $2 million authorization. And overall, the corridor is within budget, and we still think this contract itself is going to come in within its established budget.
Any questions on 15 or 16? All right. Number 17 here.
You know what? Director, I think I have to go back and specifically point out what 15 was asking for. So 16 was for Curran at $2,019,957.49, and 15 was a change order to the William Charles contract, and it's for $2,050,434.52.
Thank you. Any questions on those items? If not, we can take number 17.
17 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $112,830.34. It's on contract 5659 with Floyd Construction. They've completed this work. There is a slight DD shortfall on this, which was evaluated by Diversity.
With Diversity fine?
We're still waiting for it.
So they also letter.
They also letter.
Any questions on that? Okay, I'd like to stop there if we could, and I think we're in a position to consider items 1 through 17 minus 3, 4, and 7 that we dealt with previously. And I'd give one last opportunity if anybody has any questions on any one of those items. And also, if there's anyone with desire to consider any of those items separately. If not, then again, we'll take under engineering items 1 through 17 minus items 3, 4, and 7 that we already approved. And I would entertain a motion to approve of that.
So, second.
We have a motion and a second. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And any abstentions? Okay. So items 1 through 17, excluding 3, 4, and 7, are approved. The items 18 and 19 are De Benedetto items in discussions with Christie here. She actually can talk. We thought it might be worthwhile today if you've had obviously the chance to review them from your packet. Whether or not you have, we don't know. But if you have and are willing to consider this without going into an executive session first, we can do that, I believe, at your pleasure. If any one of you desires to consider that in the executive session, then we would defer to that desire to go into executive session. I mean, is there any discussion on that? Is it safe to assume then that no one has any objection to considering this at this time? Okay. If that's the consensus, then I would look for a motion to approve items number 18 and 19 at this time.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion. Second. So we have a motion and a second to approve items number 18 and 19. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. Any abstentions? Okay. So those items are approved. Moving on to legal. 6.4 legal. I would ask Mr. Goldberg to lead discussion on those items.
Thanks, Director. We're just going to direct the board in public session to items 1 and 2 at the moment, and 3 through 6 we can discuss in exec and then come back out at the end. Items number 1 and 2 are permission to proceed with intergovernmental agreements. Number 1 is with Kane County. This relates to bridge work, bringing Harmony Road over I-90. The team will be reconstructing and widening that bridge, and this IGA just essentially makes clear that after the tollways work is complete, that the county resumes its maintenance of their road. That is the essence of the agreement. Item number 2 is an IGA with IDOT, Itasca's Fire Protection District, and the village of Itasca. This is for work in the area of the eastern end of the current Elgin O'Hare. The team will be taking down the EVP. These are the emergency vehicle preemption equipment, the flashers that let the trucks and ambulances through on priority. That will come down, and when the work is complete, similar systems will be reinstalled. And if you have any specifics on that, I know Paul and Rocco are here, but that's essentially setting up that relationship.
Any questions or discussion under items 1 and 2 under legal? Any questions? If not, then we will take those together, and I would seek a motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion approved. Second. We have a second.
Second.
Okay. Then moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. Any abstentions? Number 1 and 2 under legal are approved. I think at this point,
motion to proceed.
Okay. Yeah, so it would be appropriate. We will move into an executive session, just taking a brief break before we do so, but I would ask Mr. Goldberg to stipulate the purpose.
Sure. We would recommend a motion to proceed to executive session following the break. Pursuant to certain exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act this month, pursuant to Section 2C1 to discuss personnel items and the appointment of legal counsel for the tollway, Section 2C2 to discuss collective bargaining issues, 2C5 to discuss acquisition of real property, and 2C11 to discuss pending litigation items involving the tollway.
Okay, and of course, at the conclusion of the executive session, we move back into the regular meeting, open to the public, just to make sure everyone's aware of that. So I would need a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
We have a motion second. We have a motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So that is approved. We will take a